This is not a bar nor a coffee shop. This is not your bedroom. This is a so-called co-working space where an increasing number of Americans work. WeWork is one of the providers.
The beauty of the space is that, you know, we're a community and we kind of all work together. So in this building, I can find a lawyer, an accountant. I can also find somebody to help me out with my design, my website development.
The new sharing economy is changing the way business has traditionally been done. The commercial real estate industry is no exception. In Washington and around the world, people from all walks of life are turning to this new kind of work environment, sharing infrastructure, services, events, and technology. At WeWork, members have different plans to choose. The price ranges from $45 to thousands of dollars a month and gives different access to the facilities, such as office equipment, conference rooms, dedicated desks, and private working spaces. Members can even bring their dogs to work. Eric Adam is the founder of LittleNudge, which helps people with all aspects of online dating.
I've gotten clients from here. I've gotten business contacts. I had to shoot some videos for something. There's a company here that shoots videos, so I hired them. It's just really nice to have a network of people who you wouldn't have met otherwise.
Cove is one of the other co-working options for Washington and Boston workers.
What we're trying to do is facilitate that type of lifestyle where you can work whenever and wherever, so you don't have to be tied going to the same location every day like a typical office.
Siegel says that the most popular plan is $89 a month to enjoy 4 hours a day at any of 9 locations in Washington. Members swipe cards at the entrance. Freelancer Lee Cannon says Cove gives the flexibility she wants.
This sort of space is perfect because I'm around people. I feel kind of accountable to be working, but it's also not noisy. There's no espresso machine going. There's no blender going.
What attracts millennials most about co-working are network resources and the sense of community. Dmitry Adler and Amarav Yoravlivkar are co-founders of Data Society, a company that teaches people how to effectively use data.
The community of over 40,000 people globally is just a huge draw for us. So there's an app, we can post anything we need to, and it can either be to that whole community or a particular city.
The United States is the birthplace of co-working space. The first one was created in San Francisco in 2005. The idea soon spread across the nation and around the world. Yi Yang and Joseph Mark, VOA News, Washington.